There are three specific strategies encompassed within the overarching approach of evaluating arguments with respect to their broader context or implications. First, you might apply normative or other theoretical frameworks to the argument. Some such normative frameworks include equity, justice, efficiency, and transparency. For example, you may ask how taking a social justice perspective on the arguments and evidence given in the text influences the conclusions you draw. Or you could think about the implications of an argument for political equality or social efficiency. Theoretical frameworks include critical race theory, feminist analysis, Marxism, and libertarianism. You could also apply a new disciplinary lens to the argument, asking, for example, how an anthropologist or sociologist might make sense of or critique an argument grounded in economics or political science. You could also determine the implications of the argument. By doing this, you might consider how the argument could be practically applied to an existing or imaginary situation, or how this situation might reveal consequences of the argument that weren't spelled out. We did this on page 121 of the Kahn and Middal chapter when we asked ourselves what it would mean if the authors had found that fewer students expressed love for their country. Finally, you could consider who might be natural allies or opponents of the argument being made and why. For example, you could ask yourself if a group with a particular interest would be more likely to align themselves with a certain argument. Why might they do so, and what are the implications of this? Might this reveal particular hidden agendas or ideological leanings, for example, or alternatively reveal an effective approach to influencing public policy? The sticky note that we added to the Kahn and Middal article on page 118 takes this approach. This sticky reminds us to be especially careful in evaluating the author's arguments and their implications, given how readily they seem to fit in with left-wing principles. What might those in the center or on the right think of Kahn and Middal's arguments? How do we feel about the apparent implications of their evidence?